Hey guys, and welcome to episode 11 of New Music at Noon, or New Music Mondays if you are listening on the podcast. The podcast is also available on iHeartRadio now, so thank you to iHeartRadio for picking us up. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. We've got a really great show lined up for you today, guys. I'm pretty excited about it. We've got new ones from Paige Warner and Funeral Lakes. We've also got a new one from Zoe Zander, as well as an interview with Zoe Zander about the new one, which is always good. We like interviews. Let's get to it. When you're an artist, it's difficult to kind of get in the headspace of creating for yourself. You're always sort of asking yourself the question of what do other people want to see? What's going to get me the most upvotes or the most likes or the most views? What's going to get that interaction? What's going to get the reaction from the fans, from the public? Paige Warner started her career as a local busker in Waterloo, Ontario. We actually had a chance to sit down and talk to Paige on the show. You can check that out on episode 8 if you want to hear my interview with Paige Warner. In that interview, we talk about people pleasing, Warner's new track, the one I'm going to share with you today. Warner talks about the song and about how it was a representative of a switch in herself that kind of went off when she realized that she was asking herself those questions about, is she creating a song that people will like, as opposed to something that was more expressive of where she was coming from. I guess it's sort of a struggle that a lot of artists face when creating overall, is this decision to create for others, create what they expect, I guess, versus creating for yourself, creating for just the love of the subject matter or the passion or the medium even. I think there's something in this song that every creative person can relate to. Here is Paige Warner's brand new song, People Pleasing.
I know I let you down once or twice. What is that? Sting more than hurting my own mind. Oh friend, I know we haven't talked, but I'm wondering, can I get off the hook this time? These people pleasing got me stressed out. These people pleasing got me stressed out. Why the hell am I always stressed out? Pleasing got me stressed out. It's people pleasing got me stressed out. Why the hell am I always stressed out?
It's a great song. It's a great vibe. I also had a great time chatting with Paige. Again, if you want to check out that interview, it was in episode 8. It's a really great interview. Very, very awesome artist to get to know. Next up, we've got a new one from Zoe Zandra. Zoe is a former Toronto singer-songwriter. She's now based out of Guelph, Ontario. When we do these shows, sometimes we get an album or an EP with multiple songs to choose from. This is definitely one of those scenarios. There are some really great tracks on Zoe Zandra's new EP. New EP is called TMI. We had to choose the song called Air. It's probably not the most traditional radio sounding pop song, and there's definitely more radio friendly tracks on this album. But Air is just, it's raw, it's exceptionally written, it's exceptionally composed, and it's worth focusing on. And I recently got a chance to sit down with Zandra, talk about her new EP, TMI, and her new song, Air. Here is some of that interview. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. And I'm here with Zoe Zandra. Zoe, how's your day going?
Good, thanks. How's your day going?
It's not too bad. It's not too bad. Whereabouts are you dialing in from?
I'm currently dialing in from Guelph, Ontario.
Are you from Guelph, Ontario? Is that your hometown?
It's actually not. I've just moved here within the last year. I grew up in Waterloo, Ontario, so not too far, actually.
Awesome.
I moved to Toronto for about 8 years, and then now officially in Guelph for the foreseeable future.
Okay, excellent. What brought you into music, and how did your journey in music start up to now?
Oh man, I mean, of course, as most musicians, played piano since a super young age, classic answer. Moving forward, I actually studied business in university, so not music at all. Finished the program and decided, no thanks. And all through university and high school and everything, I'd been writing songs, like writing music all throughout. So after university, saved my pennies, went to a good vocal studio and kind of was like, yay or nay, does it stay in my bedroom? Do I take it further? Don't want to waste my time. And they said yay, and the rest is history. So I started.
You're a very big advocate for women in music. And I just wanted to ask you about that, about your work in that and your commitment to that and how that relates to the TMI album and the development of the TMI album.
Yeah, that is definitely huge for me. I mean, I'm a big proponent of women in anything, music included. And I think my producer, Mike Schlosser, actually really helped me figure out ways to incorporate that into my EP. I wasn't quite sure how I can take this passion of mine and then communicate that through my EP. And something that was huge was all of the songwriters that I worked with are women. And just having those women there in the writing session with you, I do think when women are sitting in a room and supporting each other, there's a way that we're able to communicate and our brains tend to work a certain way and there's a vulnerability in the room that seems to, in my experience, not be as common when it's you sitting there in a room full of men or vice versa. So that was huge for me. On top of that, just finding ways in my own personal life to support my girlfriends. So all the photography, all of my album artwork, everything has been done by females in my life that I just want to support, and they supported me. So that's how I've tried to incorporate that into my EP.
That's very awesome. Do you have any words of encouragement for any females who might be thinking about getting into music? And how is the music industry mm-hmm. for women these days?
Any woman wanting to get into music, do it. That is my words of advice. And then what was your second question?
How is like the music industry for women these days?
Right. So honestly, I feel honored because I think there's been a lot of women who have gone before me and done, you know, the trailblazing. And I'm honored to be following in that because it has been a lot easier than I think stories I've heard from even friends I knew 5 years ago trying to break in. So I do think that sometimes as a woman in music, you feel you have something to prove. But I think everyone, for the most part, has been so excited and so open to that. So it's awesome. Been a good experience, yeah.
Very awesome. Can I ask you about your influences a little bit?
Musical influences. So my music doesn't sound like Kacey Musgraves, but I am obsessed with her songwriting. She's so sarcastic, and you can almost hear her sense of humor through her music, which I think is, I would love if I could do that, to be able to communicate so strongly. And she's so witty. And yeah, I would love if my songs could have the lyricism of Kacey Musgraves in them. I also am a huge John Mayer fan. His musicality and his just pure talent with the guitar. I am a piano player. You know, I did all the classical music all the way up, and I really admire how he's been able to incorporate just pure musical talent and bring that into, you know, more popular music genres. So if one day I could be able to achieve that, and that's even with Air on my EP, that was me playing the piano and I did the whole arrangement and everything. So just trying to be able to incorporate that is a huge goal of mine.
Can you tell me a little bit about the track Air? Because we're going to be listening to it in a second, and I would love to just get your how that track came about.
Yes. So Air is probably the most vulnerable, raw track on my EP. It is about a time where I was just coming to realize, or coming to the reality of where exactly I was at. No kidding myself, no walls up, no faking, and kind of just sitting there and allowing that to sink in. It was actually a really emotional song to write in the writing room. There was lots of times where, like, Mike and the other girl, Carly, who wrote with us, would almost have to prod me and pull it out of me, because it is easy to just put that wall up. So it's, that would be, that song is me trying to probably for the first time just completely tear that down. And that's what you get.
That's an awesome description. That's very cool. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Air by Zoe Sandra.
Curl up in a bow, so maybe I can feel smaller. On the 15th floor of 34 and can't get up. Don't know what it is what I'm searching for, but between these walls is an open door. Think I'm about to fall, but I don't know how to. In my head is such a mess, all tangled up and torn. All the things I tell myself to make it seem like nothing's wrong. I can't pretend that I'm not hurting, but this is a cross that I can bear. Swimming in circles like we're scared of breathing. Tell me when we can come up for air. Everything I have to not give up. I just gotta get a hold of my emotions. Afraid to be alone if I'm being honest. We both know it's about to get harder. In my head is such a mess, all tangled up and torn. All the things I tell myself to make it seem like nothing's wrong. I can't pretend that I'm not hurting, but this is a cross that I can bear. Swimming in circles like we're scared of breathing. Tell me where we can come up for. Hits me like something, and I won't let it show, and I can't let it go, yeah. This should be nothing, but it's something. I can't pretend that I'm not hurting, but this is a cross that I can't bear. Swimming in circles like we're scared of breathing. Tell me when we can come up for air. And I can't pretend that I'm not hurting, but this is a cross that I can bear. Swimming in circles like we're scared. Can't come up for air.
All right, that was Air. It's a great, great song. Just, I dig the piano in that. I dig the whole thing, end to end. Thank you, Zoe Zander. Thanks for being on the show. It was an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Next up, we've got a premiere, and not a preview. This is a full premiere. You can only hear this song on this show until September 9th, so like Wednesday. that's when, Wednesday is when the new EP, Golden Season by Funeral Lakes, drops. Now, I'd like to provide you guys with some background on the band when we premiere a song. Funeral Lakes is a duo that is a partnership in life and music, which is nice. But more nice is the couple's passion, and I use the word passion all in capital letters, for the environment. Funeral Lakes describe their music as their way of voicing their own frustrations over the continuous and ludicrous damage we're causing to our own environment. So, for each fact I tell you about Funeral Lakes, I will also include a fact that is proven by science about climate change that we all should be sort of more concerned about. Okay, and then we can all learn stuff. I can feel better about doing a music podcast in 2020, and then we can all listen to some good tunes. It'll be great. So, as I mentioned, the duo is a partnership in life and music. That means they're a couple. So that's pretty saucy by itself. And to that end, the concentration of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere as of May 2020 is the highest it's been in humanity's history. Yeah, that was even with all the nice stuff we thought was happening earlier this year. Guess that didn't kind of stick. Funeral Lakes, that band we're still talking about, Funeral Lakes consists of Sam Michos and Chris Hemmer, who have been creating music together since 2018. Also, 11% of global carbon dioxide emissions come from deforestation, especially that of tropical rainforests. Funeral Lakes recorded some of the tracks in this album inside their own apartment. Neat, right? Also, the tropical rainforests we're wiping off the planet, the ones I literally just mentioned. If we could get those bad boys humming along at full capacity again, that could yield at least a third of the mitigation action needed to prevent the worst climate change scenarios that have already sort of started to happen. These are real facts, ladies and gentlemen. You can check them out. They're from the Conservation International Organization. That's conservation.org. Check that out, conservation.org. This is going swimmingly. This is the new one from Funeral Lakes. It's a great track. This is Power Trip.
Right.
That was Power Trip by Funeral Lakes from their new EP Golden Season, which is available on all major platforms September 9th. But consider downloading their music and all your music, if that's your thing, on Bandcamp. Bandcamp is cool because they give more per download to artists than any other platform that I'm aware of. No, Bandcamp is still not a sponsor of the show. But I guess when you're a cool company doing cool stuff, people give you free publicity, and that is literally what I'm doing. I mean, there's just no better way to get money directly from your hands to artists than through Bandcamp. I mean, unless you can find them and then hand them money and then they send you an MP3 file, that would also be fine. New Music Mondays podcast is also, as I mentioned, now available on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much, iHeartRadio, for being a pal, picking up the show and sharing it. I don't think they've actually shared it, but they've definitely put it in their directory. And iHeartRadio is pretty big and pretty cool, so that's dope. It's also available, of course, on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And so thank you to those guys, too. We air New Ones at Noon, a.k.a. New Music Mondays, on Dropout Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. That's Toronto time. Remember to follow Dropout Radio. Remember to follow Dropout Entertainment on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all the social media things. And remember to visit dropoutentertainment.ca. You can tune in to Dropout Radio. It's on the site, just over to your right. That is streaming real Canadian independent music 24 hours, 7 days a week. Dropout Entertainment is licensed to play through SoCan, so thank you, SoCan. Also, be nice to each other. Maybe plant a tree or plant weed. Let's plant weed. Okay, so if you smoke weed and you find some seeds in your weed, plant, and this is like only if weed is legal where you live, obviously. Like, I'm in Canada, it's legal in Canada, we've decided as a nation that it's cool. We're just cool that way. If it's legal and you find some seeds in your weed, would that hurt? Would that be hilarious if just weed was just randomly growing everywhere? I feel like that might be incredibly irresponsible for me to suggest. It could make for a better world. Who knows? I'm 100% mostly joking. But you know what? We got to plant something green. All that climate change talk. Definitely check out conservation.org. Yeah, we got to plant some more green stuff on this planet. Whatever it is. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. I have a blast producing this show, guys, and I really hope you enjoyed listening to it. It's been a pleasure, as always. Now back to more Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.